Hang Zone coming at you.
Previously in the Hang Zone.
Alright, thanks. I have a question for Dwight. Compared to, like, I know, like, you're just kind of a new guy here, and also, you know, Jeremy Lin is from Harvard, so he is kind of have the Lin sanity. So I kind of feel like, what's your role like being Dallas, and what's your like position? You think you're gonna have like a Lin sanity like same here for you? I know you're from Stanford, it's pretty decent.
Yeah. I'm not sure about the Lin sanity comparisons, but I mean, like I said earlier, I'm a young player, and this is obviously a great veteran team.
A couple more. Anything else? You gotta wait for the microphone.
You sort of understand what Lou Gehrig was going through in his famous speech?
What?
Good afternoon, Valencia King, KKVI. Rondo, I'll start with you. What was the main reason you decided to come to Dallas? What did it for you?
Well, at least it wasn't my decision.
Let me rephrase that. What are you excited about Dallas for being here? Let me rephrase it like that. Thank you.
All right, what's the number?
It's 1718-1168-011.
Look, I have way too many numbers, okay?
I gave you the area code.
We're in the area code. I don't need to dial it.
Okay, ready? I'm ready. 1168. Okay, you know what?
How about a little phone number rhythm, huh? You know, a little bum bum ba bum ba bum ba. Got it?
I got it. Okay. 1. Yeah. 6. Yep. Teen.
I already dialed the 6. I can't go back in time and slip a 1 in.
Well, whose fault is that?
Let's do it again for sure. Good luck. I hope you get Mr. Hat this weekend. And yeah.
Absolutely. Good luck with the honeydew list.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That's right, probably more important. Yeah.
Yeah. Before I go, it was Julie, correct?
Yep. I'm here.
Julie, I got a big M-I-Z.
Z-O-U-K-G.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Love it.
Love it. Thanks for joining us. That was so much fun.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
Bye. Yep.
What a guy.
Great success.
What a guy.
He's amazing. We were already obsessed with him, but he's actually awesome.
He's actually awesome.
I love him even more.
I didn't think that was possible.
This is KG, Kyle Gibson, and I never listen to Dan and Jake on the Ticket.
You haven't convinced me that DMT is bad.
It's just afternoon on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. So pop that lunch on your car tray, sit back, and hang in the Hang Zone.
Oh, Kyle Gibson.
KG.
No one calls it that.
Not yet. Just wait.
Featuring David Mino and his hot back.
What's up?
Our female CEO, Julie Dobbs.
Nothing wrong with a donut.
Blake Jones. Ooh, Blake Jones.
They have a home phone.
And now, your Hang Zone hosts, from noon to 3, it's Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell.
Let's cut that back a little bit. All right. We did it, guys. And girls.
Hi.
It's Friday. We made it to Friday. We also made it, Jake, you and I, to show number 344. Is it an official show if we die right now, both of us? We got 344, or will they say in the obituary 343?
It would have to be through the 130 news, right, if we're playing by baseball rules, which we do because we are seam heads.
Totally. Show 344 of Dan and Jake, our 85th show out of the den of inequality. Have 174 to catch up to that 259 that we did in there. When I woke up, it said 14 days to complete Cumulus training on social engineering attacks. But guess who completed their training today? That is correct. I got 80% of the final quiz right, which means 4 out of 5 questions. I have passed. I have a certificate to prove it. Anything you need to know about
fishing?
Fishing.
Fishing show.
I-S-shing.
Yeah, careful.
What are the answers? Can you tell us?
I got one of the answers wrong, and I went back and then did it again.
Yeah.
And then I was like, then I got that answer right the next time.
Good. I don't know that this would be a lucrative gig.
It's not easy. It's not as easy as you think.
Yes, it is.
Got to pay attention.
No, you don't. Mm-hmm. No, you don't. But I think if I could get a job as voicing hacker during corporate training videos, I would like that job. Because they definitely make the hacker sound like he's an 80s movie bad guy.
Since our company pays them, would you like to know their salary?
The hacker?
No, does the person who doing that video make more than you?
No, they're probably like in...
There's no doubt.
Make more than me, for sure.
They're probably like in promotions.
Everybody makes more than you.
In DC, and they just had him voice it. But they're always like, let's try again. Let's see if I can get into his email. I know his daughter's name and his birthday.
As I'm watching that.
They don't talk like that. It's not, it's not a Seagal movie.
Evil.
It's just some dork.
Right. Right? Like, sounds more like Blake. Right. I'll bet the hacker sounds more like Blake than he does Steven Seagal.
The brat diet.
I was thinking during, as I'm doing this, trying to focus this morning.
A little bit.
And the fact that I haven't been able to get in to do this test for 2 weeks.
This is awesome.
And it's taken me a while to figure out. So if a hacker wanted to get into my organization and they're coming to me, I can't even get in.
Right.
I can't find my pay stubs. I cannot log my vacation days without going to engineering for help 3 times. And it's every 3 months I do this. I've been going through this for years. So if you're a hacker targeting me, you have come to the wrong place.
You accidentally,
your seed will find no purchase here.
You inadvertently created the most impenetrable, I guess, digital profile ever.
Because I can't even do it. I want to see my paycheck, but right. I can't. So... yeah, you're looking for the wrong... I'm not that guy, pal.
There you go.
You have
absolutely.
That drop marked? Because I need more of that drop. I've actually, since Jake played it last week, I've been saying it more and more.
If I have one criticism...
Perhaps it's one of my dogs. I'll just tell him he's not that guy.
We really only did that segment so we could start playing that drop, and we haven't heard it since then. But that's why we did this.
I would
segment.
Never criticize Mino.
Look, it's a we're all keeping each other honest here,
except
right?
for one thing, Julie.
You're not that guy.
Okay.
Yeah?
Are you?
Absolutely.
There are several of them in there we can use.
You know why I'm going to criticize Mino today, Julie?
Yes, I know why. I'm sad about it.
This is our big announcement today.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, that's right. We do have a big announcement. But
no,
I think the mini announcement. Is this it? Because Julie texted us this morning and wanted us all to wear our official Hang Zone Hawaiian shirts that were made for us by a good P1.
And I have a new one. And I willingly said I will wait to show off the new one.
Oh, you were going to debut something?
Yeah. New shirt drop.
You got one picked out for California?
I'm going to wear one every day.
Interesting.
It's California.
That's awesome.
But... today, I followed the rules.
Yeah, because Julie asked, and Julie doesn't ask for much.
Mm-mm.
No. Very, very small, small amounts is really all she's ever.
Although she did.
Yeah. Exactly right. Jake?
I'm good at this.
You
what can
are.
I say?
I know. You are.
You've asked for... yeah, but you, yeah, when you ask for too much,
yeah,
then you get answers you don't like. Anyway, So I'll just promote the show, and then we'll make a big announcement.
You didn't even finish the first announcement. You just mentioned the shirts and didn't mention.
Oh yeah, we didn't talk about Mino.
Mino didn't wear his shirt.
I lost my shirt.
Amazing.
It's gone.
Like in a poker game?
I have no idea.
Strip poker?
I thought I left it up here a couple weeks ago, but who knows?
And like Julie and I were talking about, like, who else can just wear, like, these are one of five. So there's five of these ever made. So how can you just wear that in public?
If there's someone walking around downtown Dallas with a purple Hang Zone Hawaiian shirt on, we're going to know who stole it. So everyone, keep an eye out for Mino's shirt.
Do you leave it at some old broad's house?
Probably. I'll lose everything.
What's the worst thing? I never had to leave without a shirt, but I definitely had. I've definitely had no sock, one shoe.
Like you left your sock at a girl's house?
Both socks and like a shoe, and I just was in such a hurry to get out of there.
How do you leave anywhere just with one shoe? That's
I didn't
impossible.
Live far. It was in. My house is very close to campus, but I was really what it was I can't find this in 30 seconds, and I really don't want to wake you up because it would require us talking again.
So is that your walk of shame going back to her place to get your shoe?
That shoe is that.
Oh,
was
you
long
just said
gone,
goodbye
brother.
To the shoe.
Never been seen that, again.
Yeah, that was the cost of doing business right there.
It's on her shelf
somewhere. Yeah,
in her collection. On today's show, we'll take calls. Because Blake wants us to, late in the show.
Calls.
You may have gotten a flavor of what's on today's show from the open. Julie, Kyle Gibson, KG.
I know, what time?
1:55?
Mizzou Zone.
Ish. Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm just going to let him talk to Julie.
Can't wait!
They seem to have a lot of great chemistry.
Yeah.
We do. We can talk about Harpo's, talk about Shiloh. I wonder if Generic was there when he was around. That's where we hit the club all the time.
Chase Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the All-Star game, perhaps, because he was there. Don't know if you guys saw that.
He was there.
That was earlier this week. We're also going to have an ex-cowboy on the show, who's a pretty fascinating story, I think.
Yeah.
So the only high school football coach we will talk to on the show has to coach Pulaski Academy.
That's correct.
Because we have talked to one former a high school football coach in the past. He was the coach of Pulaski Academy. And today we're going to talk to the head coach of Pulaski Academy.
Yeah. The coach who never punts got a new job, and now a former Cowboy is the coach there. Let's not forget to watch those games, by the way. As the season approaches, we've got to watch wherever it is that Kevin Kelly ended up's games.
Does anybody remember that? Some kind of Baptist college?
And I think it has a direction.
Isn't it in South Carolina?
Yes.
Presbyterian?
Because I was thinking I might swing by for a Clemson weekend and just go see him instead.
Instead of going and touching the rock?
Yeah.
Sure.
I bet it'll be less crowded. You know, I don't like
probably
big crowds.
So, yeah. Presbyterian.
Presby, I like to call it.
Yep.
Of course, we're going to get back into the Mavs, but you promoted a big announcement, Jake. Do you have a big announcement to make?
No.
But you did promote it, did you not?
I did.
For here? Mino?
Yeah, I lost my shirt.
That's the
I'm responsible.
One I knew about.
I'm accountable for it.
I told
Raise
you,
my hand.
Phil the Hollywood P1 sent us a shirt.
Good
We've
dude.
Been getting gifts all the time lately.
Gift givers.
Yeah, from gift givers. We're bug chasers. And so you can fire that on if you want. If you don't, I don't care. I'm not the CEO.
This Blake, one looks expensive. High quality.
Blake, announcement?
I saw a tweet about it, but it's. I don't have an announcement. No.
You have no announcement?
No.
Well, I got nothing. I've got very, very little.
As usual.
Julie?
Mm-hmm.
Are you the one who called for the ball here?
I didn't, but I'll take it. I'll take the ball.
You're not that guy.
I bet bet you I could win a contest doing this.
You're really good at that.
The ladies are
smart. Keep going. All right. My announcement is that a week from today will be my final day full time here at the Ticket.
What? No! No!
You knew about this.
Oh.
Shut up!
Yeah, I guess I have.
You
for
didn't
a while.
Tell me.
I told
did
you.
Did you tell
to.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, you did. Oh, that was yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've talked it through.
That's right. Did I respond? Did I care?
You cared. You cared a lot. And I care a lot.
I do care a lot. This is terrible.
I know.
It's not good.
I know, y'all.
You're leaving the Ticket?
No, I'm going to be part-time at the Ticket.
You're leaving our show.
I think that's what hurts the most. Yes. The Hang Zone.
You're leaving.
I'm already starting to cry, so y'all might have to take the ball back pretty soon. But yeah.
Yeah, it's two things. When she first told me a while back, you can recover in
Thanks.
There.
She wanted to be like Cray Tray.
I mean, at first, I was obviously really
yeah,
bummed.
Is this following Cray Tray? You just saw what he was, all the accolades he's getting, and you're like, I don't need him getting
maybe.
This.
Maybe. Maybe that did it.
I need people building
You'll never
me
know.
Up.
I was really bummed because I do feel like, and look, we're only a year and change into this, but she was here before that. But just since, you know, since last February, I mean, it's a weird time, right? There's a new show. We're trying to figure out a name, what it's going to sound like. And I really, you know, more than at any other point, work life-wise, feel like we're a family. We talk a lot. I hang out with Julie and her husband, off, you know, somewhat often.
Mm-hmm.
My kid wears all of her kid's clothes.
We can still do all that.
That she grew out of.
I'll still give you hand-me-downs.
Yeah, I just feel like the five of us are like family. And we're
can you still also
actually,
be on the air with
actually
us every day?
All really that good would help. Friends.
We are really good friends, and I love you guys so much, and you know that. I wrote something like in the break. I don't know because I imagine there
Hello?
Are
about that
right
in.
A lot of questions, right? Like, why am I doing this? What's the deal? Are you okay? What's going on? So I don't know.
I'd like to hear the answers to all those things.
Do you want me to try to read this?
Yeah.
I just wrote it. I should have written it like last night, but anyway. So
is this like Jason Kidd reading off a napkin yesterday?
Cause yes. I'm gonna try to read it but not act like I'm reading it and
he,
just
he
talk from
didn't
the heart.
Pull that off.
I'm gonna see if I can do it any better, and feel free to yell at me if I suck at it and I'll stop. Obviously I love this show. I love the Hang Zone. I love y'all. I love the Most Dangerous Midday Show with Norman D, the Norman D Invasion. I love it all. I love all of you people. You're all wonderful. What we have going on this show is just a complete blast. I think that you two are complete geniuses and make me laugh. As we have all heard, I probably overlaugh because I laugh too much because you guys are just amazing. Y'all are smart. You're hilarious. All the things, and you've been so kind and so welcoming to me and letting me have more of a voice and growing as a radio person, if you will, and being on the show. So that's what makes this really, really hard. Love you guys, too, in there. I love everybody in here.
Is this because of what Jake said about cancer yesterday? He's sorry. He didn't mean that.
You know.
He did bring up.
It's one cancer joke.
I was borderline, and that just did me in. Yeah.
Did that put you over the top?
Yeah, no, not at all. I can laugh about cancer. Why not? Whatever. I mean, I can laugh about my own cancer, right? I'm not laughing about anybody else's. So the big thing here, it's like I obviously have two little kids. They're 6 and 3. I started this job when Anna was 5 weeks old. She's 3. I feel like I've gotten to see her. I have a husband who travels a whole lot, so I feel like trying to do it all, I've just kind of been running around with my hair on fire for 3 years because of the way the schedule works out. I take the kids to school. I come here.
You're today's modern woman.
Yeah. I'm trying really hard. I've been trying really hard, too. I get here. I, like, furiously write a ticker, try to make sure I don't screw anything up about what happened in the basketball game last night or whatever while I was putting my kids to bed, just kind of trying to do it all, which is fine. I have so much fun with y'all all day. I love it while I'm here. I go pick up the kids, and then just chaos kind of ensues for the rest of the night.
What if we let you bring the kids in? They could just hang out here, and we'll yell at them, but we won't let them eat napkins.
Is that a good education for them? Like, instead of school, just come here?
I mean, I've already bullied your kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. So,
like, Jake will rename him.
We got that out of the way.
You give him a real name.
If you want to really create the school.
Is it because Jake made fun of your kid's name? Is that why you're leaving?
No. Okay. None of those things have ever bothered me. I love that I can call y'all out on it, and then we laugh about it, including Pressbox Hot.
Ooh, hey, whoa. Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah, that happened.
And
so
you forgot about that one, Dan, when you objectified Julie as Pressbox Hot.
It's okay. We have a clock, so I don't know what to do with the clock.
Whatever.
But, I'll finish this as quickly as I can.
No, keep going.
Don't.
Anyways, it's just kind of been stressful for me, all of it, just trying to juggle it all. And I do feel like my family's been put on the back burner a little bit. We're overdue on doctor's appointments for them and for myself.
They're
and I have
fine.
A lot of doctor's appointments, as you know. Like, it's hard for me to get those in. There's just a lot of things. Anna's three, Ryder's starting kindergarten again. I know I already went to his kindergarten graduation and everybody made fun of me, but he's doing it again because he has a summer birthday and blah blah blah, and he's doing it at a big new school, which is a big deal for him.
Is he gonna do another graduation?
Yeah.
Oh god.
How about we go to that one?
Yeah, come on, you can be like the two weird uncles in the back.
I'll go to the party.
Nobody knows why they're there. Yeah,
be wasted.
Yeah, I want to get wasted at the party.
The kindergarten grad party.
But man, I
want... I could legally harass Julie now if she's not working here.
That's true.
Yeah. What, I'm still going to be here part-time.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah. You can half harass.
Right.
Sorry.
I'll just harass you part-time.
But yeah, I want to like pick him up from school and hear about his day. Maybe even pop into the school, volunteer, not going to be like full-on crazy PTA mom. That's not me, but I might just go have lunch or go say hi or work in the library like once every couple of
weeks.
She
wants to drink at noon. That's what she's saying.
I don't think I'm going to.
Oh, okay.
I'm still going to wait, although I will probably play more tennis, and we tend to do that after a big match.
Tennis.
I'm going to keep Anna home a little bit more, not all the time, like maybe a half day or two, or two a week, but just have a little bit more time with her. Be there when my husband comes home on a game day and can have lunch before he leaves for a 10-day trip. You know, like I'm just never there when he pops in for those.
Have lunch is a code,
visits.
But go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway.
You know.
All those things.
You know.
Anyways, I could fight through all that, right? And that's what I've been doing for 3 years because I love it here. When it comes down to it, like what I'm bringing home to help my family and contribute to the big pot at the end of the day where we have to pay for things, it's not enough to balance out all of those things that I already mentioned.
You've essentially been doing this because you like it.
Yes.
You like it.
Not because it's lucrative.
We like having you here and you like being here.
100%.
And so like when she first told me, well, however a month ago, I thought, this really sucks, but I quickly thought, yeah, you're going to be happier. You're going to feel better about life. And that's what you want your friends. So selfishly, yeah, it sucks. But you will absolutely in a month be like, yeah, this is working better for
me. I think so. Yes. I'm struggling with that because I am quite happy here with you all laughing all day. It's the rest of my life that is struggling, I think, if I'm being honest.
And we appreciate that.
Yeah. So I have to be honest with myself and... in the whole situation.
What's going to happen to Octopus Day?
We can still have Octopus Day. I told y'all.
Will you join us?
Yeah, that's 12:15.
I told y'all, I'll pop on anytime you want. I'll come hang out if that's allowed. I mean, I talked to y'all at 7:30 a.m. on my vacay for Octopus Day.
That's true.
And we had a blast. And it was so fun. And I'll be here for whatever y'all need. I'm still going to be part-time at the ticket. Whatever that means, we're trying to figure out. I'll be on with Saroy tomorrow hosting, actually. I'm hoping to do maybe some of that as much as I can. Producing if possible, just popping in where people need me. I'm still going to be around. I'm by no means leaving the station or giving up on this career or radio in general. I will be working on the mom game a lot.
You shouldn't give up on radio because you're awesome at it.
Thank you. And hopefully with the podcast, I can still get a lot of practice, you know, doing all of that. And we want to kind of blow that out a little bit more. And I want to be in charge of something after being in this industry for a really long time. I want to be in charge of that and make it a business and see what happens. But that's also just to try and make money, too, because I do have to find a way to still do that. Mm. Anyway, that's kind of the gist of it all. I'm really bummed out. I'm struggling with it. I love you all. You know that. And I just need a little bit more time to breathe, I think, in my life and be with my family. And I really don't want to do the cyber training, and there's only 14 days left.
Dude, totally.
Now we got to the bottom of it.
Totally. Well, we support you, and we love you, too.
Thank you. Love y'all. I'll still be around. I'm here all next week and the next segment, and I have to do a ticker, so it's all kind of weird. But.
All right. Well, that changes our run sheet. 2:30.
Did you record the update?
I did record the update.
All right. That's all Mino cares about. All at the end of all that, we're all on the verge of tears. Mino just wants to make sure he can hear Ted Emmerich.
So do I. I've got it, boys.
All right. Well, we'll change the run sheet to calls for Julie at 2:30.
Calls.
Yeah. Love the P1, too. I didn't even say that enough. They're awesome.
Well, why are you winking?
I'm not. You can't see my face. You've made it clear.
Why are you rolling dice? Okay.
What do we got? Is that something we have to take?
I don't know.
Probably not.
All right. Let's pause now and just kind of reflect on that. Julie's last week at the ticket?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Bye.